Joseph was a righteous man. So what does this righteousness mean for us? How does this affect us, and how does Joseph teach us to be righteous? We need to understand Joseph, though, and understand how God has prepared his heart. And we can learn a lot from Joseph. So what is righteousness? In sacred scripture, it states that Noah and Noah's ark, Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation, it states. Noah walked with God. He walked with God. So what does it mean to walk with God? What does it mean for us to walk with God? To walk with God is to know him, to embrace fully the graces and the gifts that he has bestowed upon us, to live out fully those commandments that he has established for us so that we may live. And when we make righteous judgment, it's based upon God's law. It's not based upon man's law, and it's not based upon our own whims and our own feelings, but it's based upon God's law. And being based upon God's law, our judgment, it's directed towards the salvation of the other. It's not thinking about self, but being selfless and thinking about the other, to draw them into the deepness of the love of God. Self-righteousness, St. Paul puts beautifully when he says to the Romans, being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. See, St. Paul is saying self-righteousness is seeing ourself as the ends, as the be-all, as the truth itself, instead of humbling ourselves before the truth and recognizing our littleness and God's call to share salvation with others. We see that specifically in the life of the Pharisee and the tax collector within the temple. When they pray, What does the tax collector do? Have mercy upon me, Lord, a sinner. And the self-righteous man, the Pharisee, speaks out and says, Lord God, I tithe here, I tithe there, I don't sin like that. Yeah, he might have been sinless. But the problem is with self-righteousness, it prevents us from seeing our sin. So he was sinless in his own eyes. And what was his next step? I am happy I'm not like that tax collector. I tithe every day. I do X, Y, and Z. That is self-righteousness. That is self-righteousness. It's placing ourselves as the law itself. So we see St. Joseph as a righteous man. So what does that mean? And how does St. Joseph teach us? You know, I think there's so much misinterpretation about St. Joseph. You know, we get all these pictures of St. Joseph as this old man. That is far from true. The church fathers speak so eloquently of this man, St. Joseph, because St. Joseph is to be the foster father of Jesus. He is to be the keeper, the protector, the guardian of the Mother of God. So do you think that God's going to give some old man? Because no, God's going to give a young man who's strong in his faith. God's going to prepare that man. Just like we hear from St. Paul today in the Romans. He says, Paul, slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart. Paul was set apart, and God did great things in Paul. So was Joseph. He was set apart. Joseph was prepared from eternity. Unlike Mary, he was not immaculately conceived, preserved from original sin at conception. But Joseph was sanctified in the womb of his mother. Just like we see St. John the Baptist sanctified in the womb of Elizabeth, his mother. So what does that look like, that sanctification in the womb? What does that mean? Because see, God's preparing Joseph. God prepared John the Baptist to precede him, to to prepare the way for the Messiah. So John the Baptist is going to receive special graces to be able to do that. He is the Elijah that was waited for to prepare the way for the Messiah. And so, who is that Saint Joseph that is so easily misunderstood? So we see what sanctification looks like when Elizabeth, when Mary, after the Annunciation, what does she do? She goes to meet Elizabeth in the Judean hillside. So she goes out to the Judean hillside. And as she encounters Elizabeth and gives greeting to Elizabeth, what happens to Elizabeth? Filled with the Holy Spirit, she cries out, "Who am I that the mother of my God should come to me? The mother of my Lord should come to me." My gosh, can you imagine that? And because the child leapt in her womb, the Holy Spirit sanctified, filled Elizabeth, sanctified the child within her womb. Just like the Holy Spirit sanctified Saint Joseph in the womb of his mother. Saint Joseph was a strong man because he had to protect and guard Mary. He had to keep her. But he was a man who was the most chaste. That is why the church says most chaste. Joseph desired to be celibate his whole life, just like Mary wanted to be a perpetual virgin, and which she was and is. She dedicated her life to God. And Joseph recognized that. Joseph was not ignorant. He knew and he understood because he was prepared. And so we see Joseph today, as we hear here, Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, you know, Joseph wasn't dumb. He wasn't ignorant. You know, this didn't happen. He didn't see Mary 3 months down the road and say, "Whoa, what's that baby bump doing there?" No. Joseph most likely accompanied Mary, the church fathers state. He accompanied Mary because here's this virgin. He's betrothed to her. Here's this virgin going to the hillside. She's not going to travel alone. She needs a protector, so Joseph accompanies her. And as Joseph accompanies her, he gets there, and guess what happens? Elizabeth's filled with the Holy Spirit and cries out, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Hello, you're pregnant. At that moment, Joseph, in his righteousness, recognized he was unworthy to be the father, the husband of the mother of God. Just like Saint Peter said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Peter fell on his knees after the miracle that Christ did with the fish, catching those fish. Peter fell on his knees and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Peter recognized his sinfulness. Though Joseph was sanctified in the womb of his mother, he was not free from original sin. Joseph recognized that he was born a sinner, and he was unworthy of such a great title to be the foster father of God and the protector of the mother of God. He recognized that. And so he was deeply humbled in this announcement. And so he tried to back away. He tried to back away because he recognized his unworthiness. Just like saying, you know, all the saints go through a dark night. All the saints. You remember John the Baptist? You remember last week it talked about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was in prison. And here's John the Baptist. He's in prison. He sends his disciples to Jesus to ask Jesus, are you the one? Are you the Messiah that we've been waiting for? You know, John the Baptist, he wasn't doubting. We always say, oh, he was doubting. No, John the Baptist was under duress. He was suffering a dark. He was suffering that dark night of the soul in which darkness comes over the faith. Even though one believes, one does not understand the depth of what is transpiring. Yet they maintain a strong faith in spite. And John the Baptist wanted only a little bit of love, and that's about it. Just a little bit of knowledge to try to get out, a little bit of light to get out of that darkness of that dungeon, because that dungeon is a sign, it's a symbol of the dark night of the soul being locked away without light. It was the final purification of John the Baptist before he would lose his head. And what did Jesus say to him? Go and tell John what you have seen. Go and tell John what you have seen. Why didn't Jesus just say, yes, I am? Because Jesus knew John the Baptist would put the pieces together, because he knew. Because here's John the Baptist. John the Baptist didn't doubt. Like I said, he's the one that pointed out Jesus and said, behold the Lamb of God. He's the one who sent his disciples to follow Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. He's the one who said, I must decrease, he must increase. John the Baptist put the pieces together. So Jesus said to his disciples, go and tell John what you've seen. Just like Joseph was going through that dark night at that moment. And just as we know, Saint Joseph, who was sanctified in the womb of his mother, as the church fathers would state, was not ignorant of Scripture, but he was a righteous man who knew the Word of God and followed God. He was righteous like Moses, like Noah, and walked with the Lord. So Joseph knew sacred Scripture, so he knew the prophecy of Isaiah when the Lord spoke to Ahaz and said, ask for a sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. Joseph knew at that moment, he understood when Elizabeth cried out, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And at that moment, Joseph put everything together. Light came into the darkness, and yet darkness was still there, because he recognized his unworthiness, as Peter did, and he fell on his knees and said, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinner. As he recognized he was not worthy of the title that he would carry as the most chaste one, as the father foster of God, and as the protector and guardian of the mother of God. He was humbled. And he recognized. And God, in his great mercy, the church fathers state, St. Gregory Nazianzus, as one of the great church fathers, doctor of the church, said that God was so pleased with St. Joseph that when the Holy Spirit descended upon Mary and the Word took flesh in her womb, the Word actually took mutes of his foster father, Joseph, so that there would be no doubt, no scandal. And so St. Gregory of Nazianzus said that Joseph became an icon of the Father. An icon of the Father, a reflection of God the Father. That is the reward for being righteous. See, Joseph, he didn't judge Mary in his righteousness. The first thing that Joseph recognized was his unworthiness. That's what makes him righteous. And he was open to God's guidance and direction. He wasn't closed off, and he didn't say, I have the knowledge of everything. I am sinless. I know better. I am better than this woman. No. Righteousness is not selfish. It's selfless. It thinks about the other first and recognizes its own unworthiness before the eyes of God and humbles itself. And so, my brothers and sisters, how are we like Saint Joseph in this world as we encounter our brothers and sisters? What do we see in ourselves? Do we see the icon of the Father, the icon of God? For we were created in the image of God. But do we reflect that in our lives?